They named Lavera after a weed. You couldn't grow much in the dust, but that never stopped hungry people trying. They said Lavera would grow in places where rocks wouldn't, which never made sense to Lavera because rocks don't grow. Unfortunately, not even goats could eat the stuff, and any farmer who watered a crop would find themselves spending most of their time fighting it. Spill a single drop of water in the dust, and soon enough, strands of Lavera would come coiling out of the cracked ground for a taste. Her parents had given her a different name, but she hardly remembered it. People called her Lavera because, like the weed, you couldn't keep her down.
Come on, then.
Lavera picked herself up and wiped the blood from her nose. She raised her fists again.
Come on!
Akmar shook his head, looking embarrassed now that a ring of children had gathered. All of them were dusty, but Lavera was coated in the stuff, head to foot.
Come on!
She shouted. She felt woozy and her head rang as if it were the summoning bell and someone kept beating it.
You're twice her size.
Benth broke into the circle and pushed Akmar aside.
She won't stay down,
Akmar complained, rubbing his knuckles.
It's a draw, then.
Benth stepped between them, a broad-shouldered boy and handsome despite his broken nose. Seeing Lavera's scowl, he grabbed her hand and raised it above her head.
Lavera wins, again.
The others cheered and laughed, then broke and ran before the advance of a tall figure, dark against the sun's white glare.
Livy!
Her aunt's scolding voice. Fingers wrapped her wrist and she was being jerked away towards the black shadow of the family hut. Aunt Tila shoved a cracked leather bucket at her.
The beans need watering.
Yes'n.
Lavera had always loved the well. She spat a bloody mess into the dust, then grinned up at her aunt before hurrying off with the bucket. Her aunt shook her head.
You could put Lavera down, but you couldn't keep her there.
Lavera's hurrying didn't last long. She slowed as she passed Ella's shack. The old woman collected windweed, or rather the kids chased and caught it for her, racing over the hard pan in pursuit of the tough, fibrous balls. The things were almost entirely empty space, and Ella's cunning fingers could coax the randomness of their crisscross strands into meaning that pleased the eye. Deft twists could render a horse or man suspended in a network of threads within the outer sphere that was itself just a lattice of thicker strands. Lavera watched Ella work.
I wish I could do that.
Ella looked up from her task and held up her current piece on the palm of one wrinkled hand.
For you.
Lavera picked it up, a small sphere of windweed just 5 or 6 inches across. Immediately, Ella took up a replacement and began anew. Lavera studied her unexpected prize. It looked half finished, the mass of fibers compressed towards the middle seeming like just a clotting of many threads that wove nothing. But as she rotated the ball, a shape emerged within it, still vague, like a man approaching through a dust storm, indistinct but definitely there. A young man, or maybe a boy. Though if asked how she could tell his age or sex, Lavera would have no answer. And it seemed to her that she knew him, or rather that she recognized him.
I wish I could do that,
she said again, cradling the ball in both hands.
You have other talents, dear.
Ella didn't look up from her task. Lavera's past efforts with the windweed had been comically bad, and part of her thanked Ella for not offering false hope that she would get much better.